It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Welcome back to Slap Dicks Around the Lunch Table episode. Oh, I didn't look.
What is it? Let's see. Uno momento, por favor. It is episode 147.
First and foremost, we want to thank our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, so wellness and fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Body Auto streams, who knows when, restructure, bankruptcy, chapter 9. You can find him on Instagram, Liv without the E, Stallion spelled the usual way, and also shout out to his coach for his puppy, at Synergy K9. Puppy Plyometrics, apply today. Find him on Instagram, Synergy K9.
Got Moles, if you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma. They're your premier mole exterminator, using chemical-free methods and other stuff. Also check out Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look like our pubes.
You said our, not yours.
I know, I think you have good-looking pubes. Yeah, I do. Amazing with that. Also, check out the other podcasts on our channel.
Patreon.
Weirdly Artistic. And then also Patreon for patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish. And yeah, Z, take it away. What are we doing today?
As you guys know, for those who have been with us for a long time, once upon a time in our old place in the bar, we had a Zen pyramid behind us that was on top of the fireplace. Mantle? Was that mantle technically?
I don't know.
Top of the fireplace, and it went to the ceiling. Fireplace. Obviously, it was halfway up the wall already, but in our years, before Zen became cool, by the way, these citruses are different greens, by the way. We have acquired a plethora of Zen cans, so we don't have anywhere to put the new pyramid like we had behind us in our old podcast place. So I was like, well, maybe we could try and build a tower from the table to the ceiling and see if we can make it work. So that's what we're doing. That's what you're watching. If you don't like it, I apologize.
Yeah, it's going to be riveting. So, yeah, let's get into this.
All right, so construction-wise, blueprint-wise, one Adderall, we do this in 5 minutes.
I think we need to get permits for it. You got all the scaffolding permits and something? Yeah. Okay, so I'm thinking we do like a...
would it be a circle?
Circle.
A square?
A circle of circles.
A square. Ooh. Would it be...
But a square isn't going to be perfectly square because these are a circle. So I think the circle idea is good.
I think so too, because a square also, I think we have a lot, but I think we need to use them smartly.
God, do you realize how much fucking nicotine this is? You might.
Well, honestly, it's better than inhaling it.
Yeah.
And it's better than choo-choo, so.
Choo-choo. All right, so we need a Zen for our base Zen.
Okay, I say we do how wide is the, are we going to just do a circle? I think we need to do a circle.
Yeah, and then it'll be like a cake, like a wedding
cake.
Yeah,
it'll go all the way up top. Honestly, that takes a lot in the depth of it, so, and that might take up too many Zen cans. We only get to like here.
So maybe just like a circle of five, and then we just...
Five?
Like...
Or maybe, wait.
Yeah, okay, you do the tight pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4. We can do that, and then just go up, like that.
But we probably need a bigger base than...
But then we could...
I say we do...
Wait, okay, if we do four, look, then we can cross them, right? So then they...
Yeah, okay, stable. Okay, let's do that. So for the...
Then you kind of got them hanging out there.
Four? But I guess, okay, you know what? Okay, I'm down with it. Let's do it.
It has to be stable, right?
Okay, that's going to tip over once it gets to here.
Okay,
should have thought about the blueprints before we did this.
Okay, well, let's not go four, but let's go...
Okay, once we get the foundation, we can do the talking in the episode. We just had to figure out the foundation part.
Yeah, well, any good construction guy out there, you know, knows you need a good foundation. That's why, you know, Jesus...
Dude, we should have had a contractor on here for the episode.
Dude, we should have had hard hats?
Yeah. We should have hard hats! Fuck!
Oh. Okay. I have the orange vest in my car.
Well, that
you go to the port.
Too late now.
Yeah, no. Too late for our dads too. Okay, so what's the best way to do this?
Okay, at this point, what if we just did? Okay, let's move these around a little bit. Let's get a visual here. What if we just went? Like, I think base wise, like this many should be at the base, at least.
Are we gonna build up to a tapered point or?
I guess. I thought we were just going to build a thick one and see how fucking high it goes if it's all leaning on each other.
But, so six across?
And then, once it gets to like here, we changed to the taper.
Different patterns.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do six across. I mean, look, 6, 12, 18, 24, 32, 36. I mean, we're going to be out of Zen cans if we do six across. I mean, 12, 6, that's 9.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we got to do 4.
I think we got to do 6.
6? Well, no, 6, that's still...
Fine, 4. That's...
No, actually, let's do 6.
Okay, we're going to get... Okay, we got to get cracking on this and see what... I say we go on top of each other until it gets, like, here.
Mm-hmm. Assess, evaluate.
But there's a lot of room. Yeah. There's a lot of fucking room there.
We should have measured this and then measured this to the ceiling, see if we have enough.
Well, but we're going to find out.
We're going to go find out. Were you like a Lincoln Logs kid?
Or yeah, I was a Lincoln Logs kid.
Dude, they had like the little butcher gear.
Were you a Lincoln Logs kid or are you like the Molest Barbies kind of kid?
You're only two options. No, I actually remember like...
Dude, I had a lot of friends like that. Like they take the clothes off the bar. He's like, dude, look at their things.
They don't even have titties.
They're lumps, yeah.
Yeah, they're
don't have
lumps.
Nipples. They have tits. They don't have nipples.
No, they have tits but not nipples?
Yeah. They have the boobs. There's no nips.
Yeah.
They puff.
Tits are nips.
Tits? Oh, I guess so. Yeah. I guess you're right. Well, I guess that's just it's the slang for the whole thing.
It's the slang. Well, no. I do remember the, like, not because... What is in this?
Yeah, the dried Zen. I looked already. I
thought, you're already curious.
No, I thought I was like, oh, what is this? Was this a late night? I just forgot. They are the best. These are... Okay, listen. If you are a Zen user, it is a fact. Regardless of what you're into, what debauchery, this is the best thing to carry said debauchery in all the time.
Anything.
And because it's like, hey, you want to carry a pocket, don't want to put it in your wallet. Fucking put it in your Zen can, dude. It's fucking... It's and fucking for you, those who don't know, under here, there's a secret compartment.
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
No, we're not going to try to open it right now.
No, I was going
to
show
them. Oh.
Fucking, is there a key?
No, I need help constructing this, man. It's going to take forever.
See, this is what happens. You need a project manager.
Under here, this ring under here comes off. If you like use something to pry it out right here, there's a whole little thing under here for those who don't know.
It's for your fucking discards. Yeah, you can just freaking shoot one in there. Because we did that at the orchestra thing. It's like, oh, I can't get up, you know.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Yeah, but no, I was a Lincoln Logs. Dude, remember the kids that would have mega blocks? Fucking broke. Dude, they'd have the fucking... They wouldn't have real Legos. They'd have Mega Blocks. Like, but the thing is, my Legos were all hand-me-downs. So they were like, you know, there's only 6 different colors. That was it. It was like a green and like a yellow, a red, and a blue. And then, dude, Legos now, they're not all just yellow-faced people.
I think they were better when we were younger.
Really?
I think so.
Well, now you can get like...
Now there's just more options.
Yeah, and they're expensive, dude. I actually passed a Lego store on the way to a... Fucking...
Is that recording? Because that would suck if it's not.
Yeah, it's recording.
I didn't see it. Okay.
Or a mic's recording. Yeah, still going. Dude, I passed a Lego store. And, like, you ever pass those stores? Like, there's no way this isn't laundering. This isn't, like...
A lot of people buy fucking Legos, dude.
Yeah, but, like, to go to the... Oh, this one isn't on. Ah, see? Quality inspection. Would have had our whole tower caddy.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be able to see it once another one on top of it.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general, from a contractor's perspective, you know... These are why you have, you know...
You're not a contractor. You're an idiot.
I'm not a contractor, but I'm saying I get why they have L&I now.
I mean, dude, you know, I was at work today. I don't know why I was thinking about this. Don't even ask why. And there was like fucking 100... You know, in any warehouse or garage area, there's a corner with 5,000 like spider cobwebs or like all their apartments all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I'm like, so do other spiders squat other spiders' webs? Like, comes back, he's like, it's mine.
I guess when the spider leaves, the web stays there. So.
Yeah, so even if it's not, maybe it's one, a spider that went down and then came back up or something. Like, do other spiders steal other spiders' webs?
I mean, I would if I was a spider. I mean, say he's gone.
Or are they all the hardworking man kind of things? Like, and they all make their own.
Yeah. You know what I never understood? You know those, what's that crustacean that... You know, they, like, shed their shell. It's like a hermit crab or whatever the fuck. Or
yeah, hermit crabs do that.
Yeah, but...
Well, all crustaceans
The thing is, they don't grow their own shell. They find them in the ocean, right? And then they live in them.
Hermit crabs, yeah, they find shit.
Yeah, but it's like, How many?
They're like the Seattle homeless people.
But like, how many shells can you? Like, what happens if you can't find a shell down there? Like,
how are they not gonna be able to find a shell in the fucking ocean, dude?
But they have fucking to steal. All over the place. Well, they have to wait for someone to die. It's like, that's fucked.
Have you ever walked the beach and seen it littered with shit? That's exactly how they find it. The same way
we do.
Yeah,
but there's millions of them, and also it's like, I can't billions wait to live problems. In this guy's carcass. Is basically what you're saying. It's a fucking rough life, dude. For those.
I already by the wobbling, I'm not feeling confident, but we're committed.
We mix up the pattern?
Actually, let's keep going.
Okay. I mean, technically, if they're all super straight, we'd be fine. But
I'm just saying, there's a lot of play. A lot of play.
You know what we need is like a rubber band around it.
We could do that. We have rubber bands in there.
That big? Dude, no. Okay,
I actually don't know.
What I see happening though. Is we put it around it and then it's gonna shift it all. But yeah, anyways, we took a hiatus.
Here's one.
Last week, and I was
not like, we you.
I put
it's a joke.
I put we in the pubes thing, and
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
I know.
No, you don't.
I found myself in the bosom of the Pacific Ocean, or the Atlantic Ocean. I'm not sure. It was nice.
I'm not sure if that's even going to work, but
okay.
This one's the biggest one.
You know, fucking every girl before they're about to, you know, they're like, I'm getting ready. I love it.
Dude, that's not going to, you're going to ruin it.
So the rubber band thing's not good?
Okay, this one's very stretchy. Look at this. I'm already over.
Mm, okay.
I need you to pull this width, the width.
Here's the thing, though.
It's going to just hit, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to snap a wall. This is bad.
Fuck.
Yeah. But,
okay, we need to change path. How do we reinforce?
Let's ask ChatGPT. We're making a Zinto.
Okay, now we need to change.
Okay,
thing.
So
wait,
should
wait,
we go?
Wait. We should make sure all these are leaning on each other at some point.
Just like in a family, you lean on each other for support.
And that's maybe little support beams on the side here. Mm. Not like very tall, but like just a few.
Do we have any liquid mercury we could fill these with? You know, as like
so
a...
stupid. No, I'm saying just like little ones, like.
They just get the same tight as the.
No, I was just gonna say like leave it like there. So then if it like starts to sway, at least there's those.
In case there's any big winds.
All right, we need to change pattern.
So, because, like, this has to be, I mean, what kind of, like, what's our goal here as far as stability? I mean, like a level 2 hurricane, which should withstand. We're not going for any, you know, like, Hurricane Flozell type shit. But.
Well, I meant to ask you, when you're old, are you going to be a scooter guy?
Dude, I could see that.
But here's the thing I was wondering. I saw a guy driving those things. And so let's just say... You're in the scenario, like you're on a busy street somewhere. There's not really people around. This car's going by, but no, mm-hmm. And the battery dies. Mm-hmm. So at that point, do you get up and you just like, even though you can hardly walk, do you go find someone for help? But you can't leave your scooter. Or you just stand there and go, and you just scream for help. If it's freezing cold on a winter day, you're gonna sit in your scooter for fucking 2 hours until someone gets you?
I think if you're scooting, you're usually in a pretty good mood, right? I think I am.
Like, no, if that's the way you can't really walk, then no, that's probably
no. But I'm saying if you're scooting like on a Lime scooter, it's generally a fun activity.
That's not the same thing.
I think that I would be in a good mood.
I think a motorized scooter for like a shopping cart one or old people's ones is not the same. Wait, what did you just do here?
I'm making.
Am I doing the same thing here?
What if we do that? Because then they all kind of like...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we go back and forth.
Yeah, okay.
The layers. Yeah. Wait. Yeah, this here. Okay. Do we play Jenga with this once we're done?
I thought about that, but we did not construct
it. Dude, we should have started it like this with the overlapping things that go up. See what we're doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. God, we got a lot of Zen cans.
Wait, this doesn't make sense.
But then the next layer holds it down.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See? Maybe. I mean,
yeah.
We are co-project managers. I need you. We have to be on the same page here. If this doesn't work,
this is a first for me.
Do you think people go into construction because they don't know what else to do? Or what is your
opinion? I mean, construction workers make really good money.
No, yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, it seems.
Wait. Yeah. Starting to stress out already, dude.
I end up peak stress. Wait, so this is three.
Okay, I'm gonna put this
three. Like, three. Okay. Okay, okay, we'll do our first test.
No, don't no tests!
I'm joking. You think I can blow that over?
I don't know.
How long do you think I got?
I don't know. Wait, there's a lid here.
I'm not fucking Smaug, dude. My wings are a hurricane. Yeah.
It's like the fucking Wolf and the Pigs.
Oh, yeah, and he huffed and he puffed. And
wait, so in the actual story, he ate him, right? He ended up eating him at the end, right?
Yeah, or that was his goal for
no, I'm saying, he ended up eating them at some point, right? In the kid's story?
I mean, if you're going to blow down someone's residence, why are you... What else are you doing? He's either robbing him, raping him, or killing him. Like,
or all the other...
Dude, there's going to be a fucking BuzzFeed article of, like, the dark side of...
Dude, what could be scary? Dude, what's scarier than a fucking wolf trying to rob and rape you, dude?
But also...
Dude, you ever see the fucking... You remember that, the Robin Hood on VHS?
Yeah, yeah.
And the fucking sheriff, dude, was collecting taxes?
Yeah.
And that one,
12 o'clock and all these whales.
Yeah, the vulture was the town crier.
Oh,
and so, no, I was going to say, dude, and then he goes in that poor, the rabbits, they're like poor as fuck. They might as well live in the cardboard box. And then for the little bunny's birthday, they gave him like 1 shilling. He's like, wow. And the sheriff leans and grabs it when it falls. And he goes, oh, I'll take that.
Dude, that wasn't a representation.
Dude, talk about fucking pocket watching. It's fucking, what was he, like a, he was like a big raccoon or something, dude. Pocket watching a bunny.
One check. The thing is why does he want it so bad? It's not going to him. It's going to the fucking government, man. But yeah, dude, like imagine, okay, yeah, a wolf that can rape and pillage and shit is scary as fuck, but also with the lung capacity to literally blow your house down.
Well, that's why it's a children's story.
I don't think...
It's a folk tale.
I know that, but I'm saying I don't think any part of it is true. We're just going off of it as if it is.
I don't think it's true either.
Yeah, but I'm
that
saying...
That a wolf with a hat and a whatever the fuck blew a fucking hay straw hut down and then a fucking
brick
wood house.
One. Well, no, there was straw.
Well, I don't think they had masonry.
It was straw and then... And then it was, yeah, it was probably wood. And then... Or, no, there was like a brick one, I thought.
Oh, I thought the brick one he tried to, and then he got all tired. You know?
Ran out of breath. I mean, dude, if you're trying to blow down 3 houses in one day, dude, man, that's just a little more ridiculous.
Hey, what the fuck?
Okay, I think our stability is actually looking pretty good here.
I think it's okay.
We just gotta keep them all nice and...
No, dude.
Dude, we're not gonna reach the ceiling, dude. Well, as we start tapering up.
Okay. No, when we start getting low, we will make it one. It's like that tower in Abu Dhabi
that goes up.
Oh, no. Where's the Burj Khalifa? Is that in Abu Dhabi? Or is that in Dubai? It's in Dubai. The Burj Khalifa.
Oh, no,
I don't know. It's the tallest building in the world. Is it in? Maybe it's in Dubai.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But
the thing is, I feel like to get the tallest building in the world, they're just like, hey, we're going to put this huge antenna on. Like, does that count?
Because they always have technically, yes, because they have to have lights on it for planes, so that technically counts.
I don't think they should count the antenna. It should be...
I don't think it's not an antenna. It's just a sharp part of the infrastructure.
Saying, yes.
It's not an antenna.
But I'm saying, if you just make that sharp point, like, a fucking stupid tall...
Anyways,
like,
I was about to bring up something, actually, that we really need to talk about that's really funny. So I read this story after speaking with individuals that I heard it from. I thought it was fake, and I looked up. So there was this Taekwondo instructor that got, like, charged for, like, groping kids. It's not funny. But I was thinking in my head, they didn't like the joke, but I thought it was funny. I was like, so, because it was funny to think about, so I'm like, imagine he's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's fucked up, but I'm just saying.
Like, as a parent, do you think you're trusting a taekwondo, like a middle-aged taekwondo instructor?
If he's white. Like a fucking Sensei Tom, dude.
If he's white. Like, there's no way. Oh, well, what was the one off American Dad? Oh,
Sensei Tom.
I thought it was the Dojo Biden.
His name was Sensei Tom.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember he looks at the... He was like, and he's like, you got to channel your inner...
Wait, we change here?
No, they're just not touching. Yeah, see, they got to touch. Remember, he's got a channel in his inner rage, like, and this is Chad here. He's mad because his parents are rich. And then he's like, I'm poor. He's like, lucky. This is coming along nicely. Dude, the thing is we're gonna finish this, it's gonna be beautiful. Alex is gonna make us take it down.
Well, I mean, we're gonna take it down regardless. We're gonna just leave it here.
I say we try to preserve.
Wait.
Yeah, see, it's gotta be. Touch. See, they all overhang a little bit.
Oh my god! I almost put my one that I was using.
No! Remember, it's 3 and 3.
Oh yeah.
The rains came down and the floods came.
Whoops.
What was your favorite nursery rhyme as a kid?
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Was that a real person?
Yes.
His name is my name too. And whenever we go out, the people always.
I think it was on an early episode. I thought I read something about that song, but it was an actual person.
Probably has some deep, dark fucking shit.
As usual.
Oh, he actually was a Taekwondo instructor.
He actually chopped heads off of horses and fucked them. Yeah. Something weird. It's always something dark. There's a dark history with everything.
Did you ever fuck anything weird as a kid?
No, but you fucked your couch.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
No, like, I don't think I ever fucked anything.
Like, you never, like, humped a pillow or anything?
No, I'm not a fucking shih tzu, dude. Shih tzu. What are you sitting there fucking?
Just,
Whoa!
If you ever went and saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you're going to be one of those people that's, like, holding it up.
See, no. Maybe, but I always thought, I always thought the Watchtower in London, and then I said that I'd be like,
"Oh, I thought you meant like on your wrist, like it's like
no, like little... leaning on. Looks like a
oh
leaning
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It's from Garfield. Oh. Tale of Two Kitties, or Two Cities, maybe.
Tale of Two Kitties. That's fucking funny. Oh, I love a good play on words. Are you big a like? What was your go-to?
Wait, that's not working. I go up here. Wait.
Yeah, because see how these hang down, but these keep it on.
I know, but this is hanging more than I remember. It's that one's slouching.
Well, maybe if we get one on it, it'll bring.
Yeah, it probably will. But I'm just saying.
Back.
Hmm.
Which one does this go? Oh no, it goes 1 and 2.
Yeah.
1 and 2.
Okay, I think we need to put a bag on the chair because it's shaking it.
Okay. So like. Hypothetical situation here.
Okay. What? We are not going to have enough cans for this, for the thickness of this.
So we got to start building up. So, hey, from here, we go...
Or we take away the support beams as well.
Okay,
we have those.
Okay, we go 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 up.
I think we need to go up with this pattern a little more. Okay. We're going to start needing chairs, dude.
Can you check your mic? Yep, it's red.
Yeah.
So hypothetical situation, what would be the only, like, you and I have done a lot of fun together, you know, throughout the years. In what context would we ever do meth together?
I think everyone is not an adult until you've accidentally done meth.
Have you accidentally done meth?
Yeah. You accidentally.
Have? You've accidentally done meth?
Because I didn't know it was meth.
How do I not know this?
If you've done shit at a rave, you've 100% done meth. At least some of it.
Oh, really?
Yes, 100%.
Is that why I was just up for 3 days? Just geeked?
Probably. No, I definitely was given the wrong shit.
Well, I mean, purposefully, we go out and find it. Where would you go
okay,
to find
oh,
it?
Okay, first of all, when I say did it, I'm saying it was definitely mixed in. I'm saying it wasn't just pure fucking meth, and I was like, oh, fuck it, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it was mixed in with
When would I ever go out and seek meth?
Yeah, like, where would you find it?
I would
like,
never seek it out.
I'm saying we have to go find meth. Oh. Where are we going? Like, everyone says, like, an underpass. I'm thinking, like the guy outside of Safeway. Like,
no, I'm asking around people I know,
You're gonna casually
not for meth. I'll ask for other things and then ask that person if they know where to find it.
Oh, you get the dealer and then be like, hey,
don't. Yeah, I'm not going to ask people I know for that.
That's one I haven't had yet. Hey, can you get me meth?
I was going to say, so when you're getting a beach.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, and then she goes up to fucking kiss you after.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, you know, your fireworks went off.
Okay.
So does that make you like kind of gay in proxy, like secondhand semen?
Secondhand semen? I don't think so. I think we've all done that. I mean, because I'm not.
Okay, tell me different through your head. And it does in mine every time. I'm like, oh.
In the moment, I'm just like, come kiss me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's
you. You're just eating your chowder, dude. Oh my god.
Which one is mine?
Yours is right here.
Oh fuck.
Oh wait.
No wait, there.
I'm using is in here somewhere. Fuck. Dude, I got distracted. No! Fuck!
I see you got experimental one of those days with a blue can.
Well, it's because they ran out, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a one-trick kind of pony. I don't really change.
Yeah. Are you, So, why does the, I mean, it's your own cum. I mean, but... Okay. It's not like she goes in and then she's like,
I mean,
puts it on her lips.
It's rather immediate. It's right after.
I don't think you like come and then she just instantly goes.
It's still in there.
Well, she swallows it.
Yeah, but it's still on the taste buds, in the, through the gums, through the lips. Look out, stomach. Here we go. It's still in there, dude.
Yeah, I guess I don't think about it at that time.
I think about it.
I don't.
I've lost sleep over it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I just drank my own semen.
Not drank. Relax.
You're acting like it's just all over her fucking face.
Well, I'm saying, but like, okay, if someone takes a drink of something, then you kiss them, like a fruit drink. You taste the fruit drink.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same fucking thing.
Cum doesn't taste like anything.
Exactly. So you know for a fact.
So you don't know.
Yes.
I'm big on, you know, ignorance is bliss. If I don't know, I don't know.
You are ignorant.
But I think it's up to her to, you know, really get all that where it needs to go.
Okay, it's going to get... Okay, this is starting to get a little sketch.
A little cattywampus, but we're making great progress.
I know.
We're right here.
We're right there.
So we do have a defective Zin can, so don't use this one here.
It's going to be very... Oh! Holy
I'm
shit.
I'm putting this one over here.
Okay, it's...
Okay, looking at it this way, it's fucking tilting. Okay, look at it this way. We're going to have to kind of fix this. See how it's leaning to the left?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, we need to...
No!
Okay, we just need to push him.
You're going to push them and other ones are going to fall. We have to just commit.
Okay, we're committing.
We have to just commit.
All right, here's the thing. We got to go for one now because we do not have a lot left. Oh, yeah, our tokens. We tried to get sponsored by Zin. They said that they can't because anyone can watch our podcast, but they sent us coupons. Let's get to the big expire.
That we never used.
Oh!
Yeah.
2022.
Okay, we have to do single the rest of the... No!
Dude.
Okay, wait. So...
But it's moving.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 on the nose. 20 is this tall.
It's like to the top of my fingers from my elbow.
Yeah, it's about there. It's about there.
Okay. So if we have another one. So let's get 20 here. This fucking these Looney Tunes.
That's okay. Measurements. That's never gonna stay, but we can try.
Okay.
That's all the cans? I thought we had way more than that, dude. We made it way too
thick.
No, I was gonna say we just made it way too like ornate.
Yeah.
We made like the Taj Mahal fucking.
So we gotta put one here. Well, hey, okay, how about this? Unstack some of these and start with a single one. If we're gonna make it to the ceiling. I mean,
okay, how about we do that?
We need 40 cans up from here. Cause like I'm here.
Okay, but hold on. Okay, now let's just go ahead. Let's sit with this, and then, what are you doing?
Oh, what?
I was.
I thought we were taking them down.
I was saying we keep going with this, and then we could take away from this if we have to.
Okay.
We got 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. We have like almost 40, 30 something there.
Okay.
And then after this. I'm going to have to shake every Zin can to find my Zin. Okay, this is not going to reach, dude. Okay, don't laugh or anything. It's moving.
I'm not even touching the table.
I know, but you're...
It's the vibrations. Oh. I can't do one at a time. It's going to be too stressful.
Oh, my God. We can't... Okay. We can't speak or move to... Dude.
We're on a podcast, we can't speak.
Our structural damage.
Okay.
Okay.
7 weeks?
I mean, like, move around in the chair, flare your arms. You know how you like to do that. Oh, you're doing three that time? Okay, that's probably a good idea. No, it's going to fall.
Okay, we're going to counterbalance it that way.
Okay, it's not going to reach. Okay, the laws of physics prohibit it to work.
It will.
Look, it'll fall over. Okay, we have this far to go. We're close, though.
Let's talk about other options. Lowering the ceiling.
Dude, I don't
know. I have an idea.
It doesn't matter, man.
No, I have an idea. Z, please listen to me.
Okay.
Okay, if we get the exact height and we slide it in and we wedge it in. One will push down.
I know, but like,
because okay, say
if it's pushing, it'll push, like it'll slip out.
No, I'm saying we get the exact height, we slide it in, because then we could use lids as like separators if it's not the exact height, and then it'll go in. Okay, let's fucking try it.
No, man.
I'm saying, okay. Can we even? Okay, I'm not even gonna reach.
Hold on, shut up.
Whoa, that wasn't necessary. Okay, I'm gonna.
No, this support beam.
No, I'm just, they weren't center. Okay. Okay, I'm getting close.
Don't drop any of these. Okay. Oh my God. It's gonna reach. Oh wait, I think it might be a perfect fit.
Okay, those are not straight on there though, from my angle.
Okay, hold on.
So we build down, down.
You just clap it on the ceiling. Wait, hold on. Don't. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, one of these doesn't have a lid and it's hitting. Okay, the thing is, you're not flush. Now you have to scoot the whole tower.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay. Guide me in.
Oh, I almost fell. Okay. Okay, now I need to fill the middle. I think we're like one can short. Wait, hold on, wait. Okay, can you hold this? Yeah. Do you have this whole thing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I have it.
Okay. I need a third. Okay.
Do I have to sacrifice my sin?
No, you might have to.
Okay. Carefully.
Oh.
Pour all the zins out of it first.
I think I have like three more in my car.
Don't hold it. Okay. Dude, just take one off the top right there.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, now when we get to this point, we may have to wedge lids if it's not a perfect
fit. Oh my God! We lost it! Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Okay. This is the most stressed I've ever been in my life.
Okay, so not gonna be a full can, so take some off the top there and grab lids.
Off the top here. Okay.
Yep, there. And start grabbing lids and we're gonna fill the gap.
I can't believe you're holding both of these.
You remember an Interstellar when he's trying to.
I don't wait. Think. Oh wait, that's okay.
I'm gonna lose it.
Okay.
Grab it. Okay. Slide it back over. Yeah, but we were not flush.
Stop laughing!
Okay, we don't have to push against it. Let's just slowly.
The top
lower
one
it down.
Doesn't have a lid, so it doesn't slide smooth.
Okay, we don't have to slide it, just lower it down.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And move it towards me.
Okay. The lid.
God, I want my pinky.
Okay.
More?
My finger's in the way. Okay. The whole thing is, it's losing its integrity.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, wait. Take the whole tower down. Hold that.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, this one is staying on its own.
Okay.
Okay.
God.
Looks a little cattywampus there.
I don't think it's gonna...
Okay, just try to make it as straight as possible. Okay, the good news is this one's staying up right now. Should we add lids to the bottom beforehand?
Yes, yes. Okay. And I should have some lids ready.
Okay. All right, we're okay.
We might not be okay.
I think we got this. Okay. Oh, this is stressful.
Don't move.
I'm not moving.
I'm gonna see if I have extra ones. My mic's still gonna pick it up from right here.
Hey. So,
Ow, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm in my car trying to find zin cans. And you know I have some, fuck.
I'm very excited for...
100%. Let's go.
The ending.
Big plays from a big boy.
Break.
I got three. Are you okay in there?
Divide between man and zin can. I'm excited. It's meant to be conquered.
There's one zin in here.
Nice.
It's our lucky zin. Okay. So I have... five lids here.
Nice, 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 nice. That's huge.
That should be enough for separators.
I would think so.
Okay. We begin our ascent. Okay. So what I'm going to do.
You know, we could just hold them as you put stacks up and then do the separators on the top. So like give me segments and I'll hold them.
Okay, yeah.
So do like half and half or something. Because this one's staying as it is.
Like that?
Yeah. So, put these straight. Straighten these out. Okay. So, set it on top. Okay.
So hold. It's leaning.
Yeah, I know. So, we got to counterbalance it. Which way is it leaning? Okay, it's leaning left.
My right, your left? Wait, did I just do the whole thing? No.
Hold on. We got to counterbalance more this way.
Okay, wait. Down here?
No, but that was the counterbalance the other way.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay, so which way is it going? Okay, it's going that way. So let's... Okay, this way.
Okay.
I think a successful tower means it stands for like 2 seconds on its own. Okay, should we just put them all in there and then try to balance it out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm holding them there.
Okay, that's all we need. Should I just do all of it?
Yeah, just do it all, because I'm holding it. And we're going to slowly balance it.
Okay. Picked up a whole fucking Bronx apartment building.
Wait, hey, with my hands here, I can actually straighten these out as I'm going down.
Do what you got to do.
Okay, hold on. I'm straightening a lot of these out.
Dude, I'm fucking stressed. I'm sweating. It's like game 7 of the World Series. They slip so easy. Fuck. Okay. Daddy's coming upstairs.
Okay, I actually got him pretty damn straight. Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. These ones aren't straight yet. Wait, no.
Wait, this might actually... I need okay. I'm gonna put like two lids on top of that.
Okay. Nice, 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 nice. Yeah, because if we wedge it and we get it just right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, dude. It's okay. Fuck.
This is more of a video podcast.
Okay, there we go. Fuck. I know, we're not really talking now because we're stressed. All right. Moment of truth. So I can't have my fingers on top because...
You have to sacrifice a finger.
No, because I have to pull it out after.
Okay. Hold this down and scoop in. Okay. Yep. Straighten them out.
No, we're losing them.
Straighten them out. There we go.
Yeah! Let's go!
Let's go!
Oh my god!
Wow. Okay, slowly.
Okay.
Slowly, come down. To disturb it.
Oh! Oh. I gotta take a picture of fuck. I guess we have it on video. Dude. Holy shit.
Let's go.
We fucking did it.
Well, the camera didn't even get it all the way to the top because it can't, obviously can't see from
the ceiling. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there we go. Shitty tripod.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh. It's a valiant effort.
Rowdy up in here.